Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up. To the east side. We finally got.
You promised me you'd slow down. You know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
As usual, you're half right, Weezy. All work and no play makes Jack.
But what do you need more money for? You never have time to spend it. You didn't get home until 2 o'clock this morning, and it's been like that every day this week. Now, you've just got to slow down.
You're right, Weezy. I'm gonna start slowing down right now.
Good. Oh, it's no use trying to talk to you. I'm gonna take my shower.
Wonderful. It's good for the nerves. You go take a nice long shower.
Hello, Abernathy. Now, this is what I want to talk to you about.
What?
No, this ain't no obscene phone call. This is Jack. I'm whispering because my wife is taking a shower and I don't want to disturb her. Now, about this new storm opening,
George, I want to be... All I want is a straight answer.
Call you later.
You are keeping your promise, aren't you?
Sure I am. What promise?
You promised to spend more time at home and not open up any more new stores.
Yeah, that's right, Weezy. I did promise that. You're absolutely right. You know, you got a great memory, Weezy. Mwah!
George, look me in the eye. Are you opening new stores behind my back?
Easy.
Because I've had too many broken promises. And if you break this one, we are through. Now, answer my question.
I'm going to answer that question. But first, I'm going to ask you one. Do you know how much it would hurt me if it turns out that my wife, who says she loves me, doesn't trust me?
I didn't say I didn't trust.
So if you want me to answer that question, I'll be glad to answer. But if you ask me that question, that means that you're saying that I'm lying.
I never said that.
I'm glad. And I'm willing to forget the whole thing.
Oh, well, thank you, George. Now I'll take my shower. Then we'll have breakfast together. You can get to work a little later this morning, can't you?
Sure. After all, I'm the boss, Anna. I can get them anytime I feel like it. I can take it easy.
I gotta call Abernathy.
Damn it. Man, what happened to you?
Love, Mr. J. Love.
Must have been a hell of a woman, because she sure put a hurting on you.
Oh, no, this happened in the kitchen. I fell and broke my acetabulum.
Your what?
My acetabulum.
I know where it is. I just never heard it called by his whole name before.
Now, actually, it's the pelvic socket, but it doesn't hurt a bit.
Then why are you ringing my doorbell at 7:30 in the morning?
My goodness, is it 7:30 already? You know, when I'm thinking about Adele, the time just flies by. This is the real thing, Mr. J. It's love.
Mm-hmm. You say that every time a chick stays over in your apartment.
Ah, but Adele is different. She refused to stay over in my apartment. She's so... So, what am I trying to say?
Goodbye?
No, sincere. That's the word. So sincere.
Good. Well, why don't you go tell her?
Actually, sincere is a very interesting word.
Not as interesting as goodbye.
It means without wax. It comes from the Latin sine, meaning without, and sere, meaning wax. Would you like to know why?
No.
In ancient Rome, there were these charlatans who used to take advantage of unsuspecting builders by selling them cheap marble columns which had been hollowed out and filled with wax. Therefore, a marble column that was not filled with wax was worth a lot more because it was sine sere, without wax. God, that's fascinating! Anyway, the word sincere is a perfect word to describe Adele.
Well, I'm real glad your girl got rid of all of her wax, Bentley. Now,
No. I came here to beg a favor. Could I please have this best blazer of mine cleaned by 5 o'clock tonight?
Why are you in such a rush? This is the only blazer you got?
No, but I'm meeting Adele tonight, and I was wearing that blazer the first time we met.
And you're afraid she won't recognize you if you're not wearing it, huh?
Oh, no, she'd recognize me even if I were wearing nothing. I mean, no matter what I was wearing. Now, this came from Adele yesterday. Aphrodite.
Aphrodite? You going with a black chick?
Aphrodite, that's Adele's perfume, $35 an ounce. Mm. It's almost as seductive as her poetry. Here, I want you to read this.
Bentley, I don't even have time to smell it. George Jefferson speaking. Hey, Abernathy! Look, I'm sorry I had to hang up on you before my wife is catching on.
Oh, I think I better go, Mr. J.
Now, look here. About this new store, it's got to be open by next week. I already paid for the ads.
I'll let myself out, okay?
Thank you, Abernathy, for everything. Listen, Abernathy, we can work out these problems Tuesday. I don't care if it does take all night. I can't hold on to my wife much longer. Of course she's going to find out about the new store. But by Tuesday, it'll be too late. Look, don't tell me what to do. I know how to run my business.
George, who are you talking to?
Nobody. I was just getting the weather report.
But you sounded like you were arguing. And the weather report is a recording.
I don't care if it is a recording. If they're wrong, they're wrong. See you later.
George! George! Oh, George, you forgot something! Oh. Dear lover man. Oh. Dear lover man.
I'm reading this, but I don't believe it.
Oh, you can believe it, all right. It's been going on right under my nose, and I was too stupid to see it.
Louise, it won't do you any good to get upset. There could be a logical explanation. But it better be a good one.
I'll kill him. That's what I'll do. I'll kill him.
Take it easy, Louise. First, give him a chance to explain.
I agree. The two of you should sit down together and talk this thing over calmly and rationally.
That's true. I should hear his side of the story first. Then I'll kill him!
Louise, I am surprised at you. You're a mature woman. You should handle this in a mature way.
That's right. I'll get somebody else to kill him. Thanks, you two.
Wait a minute, Louise. Helen has a very good point.
Oh, you want me to overlook everything that's going on and behave like nothing's happened? Never!
Just because George is having a middle-aged fling, that's no reason to chuck everything out.
I'm not going to chuck everything out. Just George!
You really shouldn't get so upset. This sort of thing is very common. It happens to lots of men. It's really very understandable. Understandable to some people, not to me.
Listen, Louise, you know George loves you, even if he strays a little.
How little is little?
Louise, the point is he'll be back.
Well, maybe you're right.
Even if I'm not, it's worth a try. Look, girl, you've got 25 years of marriage behind you. Are you ready to throw all that away?
No! I still love him.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to act mature.
Right. And everything is going to work out okay. Now you just go powder your nose while I pour you another cup of coffee.
Thanks, Helen. Tom, I don't know what I'd do without you two.
Helen, I'm proud of you. Do you realize what you've done? You've saved their marriage. You've kept Louise and George together.
Yeah. Too bad I couldn't have done something nice for her instead.
George, what have you got to say for yourself?
Oh, good morning, love. Sorry I woke you up. I had to get up early.
It's no good, George. I know where you've been and what you've been doing.
You do?
Of course I do. You think I'm blind?
Now take it easy, Weezy. I can explain everything.
Try.
Look, before I go any further, I want you to know that I've been doing it for both of us.
You what?
And it ain't been easy.
I'll bet.
You don't understand.
I understand everything. All those late hours, mysterious phone calls, tired all the time.
Now look, honey.
You save that honey for your other woman.
What other woman?
Don't try to act innocent. You've got another woman.
Another woman?
Don't deny it. You're having a middle-aged fling. It happens to lots of men. I can understand that.
Oh, you can?
Certainly. And I'm mature enough to take it.
Oh, you are. Well, in that case, you're right. It is another woman. You all through with being mature now?
Oh, George, I'm sorry. I lost my head.
Yeah, you nearly lost mine, too.
Oh, but I'm all right now.
Good.
Is she pretty?
No, ugly. And old, too. She's even older than you.
What?
Oh, believe me, Weezy, it's nothing.
Not according to Adele.
Who's Adele?
Now, don't try to cover up for her, George. I know her name is Adele. It said so in the letter she wrote to you.
Oh, you mean Adele?
Yes. Adele and her cheap perfume.
That ain't cheap. That's 35 bucks an ounce. Aphrodite.
I suppose she's got a great body, too.
Yeah, she probably does.
What?
But no better than yours, Weezy.
Then why? Don't tell me. I don't want to hear anymore.
Good.
How old is she? What does she look like? Where does she live?
I thought you didn't want to hear anymore.
Listen, George. George, we are not children. And we are not going to do anything that we'll be sorry for later.
I'm sure glad to hear that.
We are going to be calm.
We're going to be mature. We're going to be sensible.
Right on.
And we're going to get rid of that woman.
Right.
And you'll do it today.
How about next Tuesday?
What?
Well, I can't do it just like that. I mean, there's a lot of details that have to be worked out between now and next Tuesday.
And you expect me to sit here until next Tuesday while you're going out with another woman? You can handle it, Wheeze. How?
Well, like you said, by being calm, mature, and sensible. I'm hungry. I think I'll go grab a sandwich.
I should have killed him. You've got gravy on your chin. George, Tuesday is almost over and you still got something to do. Can't you eat any faster than that?
I'm eating so fast now, I keep missing my mouth. I gotta go.
You mean you aren't gonna stay for dessert?
No, he's giving up his sugar. Aren't you, George?
Ha, ha, ha. Your mother likes to make jokes. I just got a deadline to meet, that's all.
What's he mean he's got a deadline?
He means he's going to be dead if he don't toe the line.
Funny.
Come on, Mom. Now, what's Pop done this time?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, well, then it can't be too bad. Hey, Jenny, every time Mom can't get her own way, she likes to take it out on poor Pop.
Poor Pop?
Pop just likes to blow off steam. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? You think he's going out on business tonight? Wrong. He's stepping out on me.
Mom, that's crazy. Now, you ought to know Pop better than that. Now, just because he hasn't been hanging around the house doesn't mean he's going out with another woman. I mean, the man is probably off opening up another store.
Don't argue with your mother. She said, I'm going out with another woman. I'm going out with another woman. All right, y'all. Have a nice evening.
I know.
Is this for real?
I told you I don't want to talk about it.
But maybe we can help.
I don't understand all this. Mom, now what's happening?
It's all very simple, and I'll tell you. Your father, he came and he... and there was a letter, and then the BM would bring you $35 an hour. And then I went over. And they did. What do you mean, mature? Now do you understand?
Let's take a walk, huh?
Yeah, I could do with some air. You know, I don't believe all this. Jenny, what's happened to my father?
Now, wait a minute. Come on. Well, this is 1976, and things like this happen all the time. Mm. I mean, look, your parents, they've been married for 25 years. Now, what's one little episode, huh? So your father, he's strayed a little bit, but he'll be back. What they should do is keep an open line of communication. Talk to each other instead of yelling. I mean, it's really just a matter of understanding.
Jenny, You're beautiful.
And if you ever do that to me, I'll break your neck. Hi, Louise.
I hope you don't mind my dropping in like this.
Of course not. I'd appreciate the company. Would you like a drink?
It depends.
On what?
On whether you're serving the good scotch or that cheap stuff that George saves for Tom and me.
Oh, it's so nice to laugh again.
Everything all right between you and George?
We're handling it.
Good. I knew you could do it. By the way, where is George?
He's out on a date.
What?
Well, not just any date.
He's saying goodbye to, what's her name?
You mean he's still been seeing her?
Well, yes. George felt that he wanted time to let her down easy. He didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Her feelings? What about your feelings? What are you supposed to do, hang around until he gets tired of playing?
Well, I'm only following your advice, taking your mature approach. I'm fine.
Now, look, Louise. My advice didn't include living in the same house with a Casanova who's chasing all over town with some other woman. Imagine after 25 years, it's not fair.
Who says it's supposed to be fair? So I'm getting the worst of the bargain. But that's okay. True, I've given 25 years of my life. 25 of the best years.
To that shrimp.
Yeah. To that shrimp.
You deserve better, Louise.
You damn right I do. How could I have been so stupid? Why do I have to be the one who give, and never get anything in return? Why should I be the one who suffers?
You don't.
You're right. This time he's gone too far. You know what I'm going to do to that man. I'll tell you what I'm going to do to...
Hey, Wheeze.
You little sex fiend.
Say what?
You think you can just take my love and trample it on the ground? Walk in and out of here as you please? Well, you can't. I've had all I can stand. We are through, George. Through.
Wait a minute, Weezy.
Don't you touch this girl.
Get out of my way, please.
Don't you touch my friend.
I think you're both touched.
I'll give you a choice, George. Either you move out or I move out.
You gotta be kidding.
No, she's not. You can stay at our place tonight if you like.
Thank you. I'll go get my toothbrush.
Now, wait a minute.
You are touching me.
Look, Rich, there's no other woman. I just made that up.
Ha!
You stop listening to her. I'm telling you, there ain't no other woman.
And I suppose you wrote that love letter to yourself.
No!
Then who wrote it?
Adele.
Uh-huh.
Look, you don't understand.
I hate you.
No way. You got to believe me. There is no other woman. That love letter you're talking about belongs to Bentley. Bentley! Hey! Where you going?
Away.
Why are you being so unfriendly? Ringing the bell and walking off like that? Look, just tell my wife about that letter.
Oh, yes, that's what I came to ask about. Do you have it?
She's got it.
Oh, good. I'll bet you enjoyed reading it.
No, I didn't.
Really, I think Adele writes very well.
You see, Adele is his girl.
I mean, dear lover man, that's got quite a ring to it, hasn't it?
You mean it's true? There is no other woman?
Would I lie to you?
Oh, George, can you ever forgive me?
I'll try.
I should have known better.
And I should have told you that I was staying out late because I was opening another store.
Yeah. Another store?
That's better than another woman.
Another store? You lied to me!
Sometimes she calls me her little limey bean.
George, I'll kill you.
But she can do...
I'll kill you, George!
Wait, I'm an Englishman. She calls me a little limey bean.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.